For AM 930, WEOL.
72 at WEOL. It is time for our Tribe Talk and Tickets with Bob DiBiase of the Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Over this weekend, it happened.
Now the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Ball game. Central Division title. And for the year in a row, Cleveland, you will have another October to remember. The Indians bury the Detroit Tigers on September 15th of 2018 as they win their 10th Central Division title, their third in a row, and they do it in resounding fashion with a combined two-hit shutout. The Indians roll 15-0, and the Indians, between second base and the pitcher's mound, jumping up and down as a group. They'll be joined by the rest of the ball club, and let the party begin in Cleveland. It's official. The Indians have a date for October.
And we will be there, of course, and someone who is always a part of this and joining us in the celebration of that is Bob DiBiase of the Tribe. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. That date will be Friday, October 5, when we travel to Houston to begin the American League Division Series. And the excitement and anxiety, the exhaustion and excitement that is all a part of postseason baseball. But here we go again, October baseball for this club. I found it interesting, you know, the way a manager looks at things. The first thing Terry Francona thought of was, you know, this is perfect. We clinch on a Saturday. I can give all my regulars who have been playing every day for months on end a day off on Sunday. They get a day off on Monday. And then we come back for the final 13 to get ourselves in a position to enjoy another October baseball schedule. So, yeah, you know, he was excited, but he also thought, okay, this is going to be good for my boys to get 2 days off before we get back to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, that sort of explains the game yesterday. Tribe did not win over the Tigers. But what a way to clinch it on Saturday. I mean, it was one of those where if you got there early, you saw the offense pretty much, you know?
Exactly. Right out of the box with Frankie Lindor and Michael Brantley hitting just bullets to right field for home runs. And then you end up scoring 6 in the first and 5 in the second. And took it to them. It appeared the boys wanted to really get that victory and get the clinch and the celebration going and have some fun afterwards, which they did, and have a nice off day today. Well deserved, obviously.
Right. I heard this thing over the weekend. It's one of those stats, you know, every once in a while they dig into the different stats, and it has something to do that if we have a certain number of strikeouts over a next time, we might have 5 pitchers with 200-plus strikeouts or something like that. I mean, one of these sort of never-done-before kind of things, which is always interesting in baseball when you can do that.
Well, we've had a number of those. Frankie Lindor becoming the first ever Cleveland Indian to have 40-plus doubles, 30-plus homers, 20-plus stolen bases. I mean, you think about the fact this franchise is in its 118th season of American League Baseball, and Frankie Lindor has done something that none of the all-time greats in the history of the game that played in an Indians uniform ever accomplished. So we've had a season of that. Jose Ramirez becoming only the third 30 homer, 30 stolen base guy with Grady Sizemore and Joe Carter. The kind of things our pitchers are doing. 5 guys with 10 or more wins. It's been a pretty fun season and a lot more to go.
I was hoping that Frankie could have hit a home run from the opposite side of the plate on Saturday so he could join Carlos Baerga's doing that oddball thing of hitting a home run from both sides of the plate in the same inning. But
It's funny you mention that, because I was actually standing in the Infinity Club next to Carlos Baerga when that was happening. because we had him in town for a couple events and that we were doing. And, you know, I was like, okay. So I started like rubbing his shoulder, saying, all right, is there any positive vibes we could do here to, send him to Frankie to match what you did? That'd be a pretty cool thing with you sitting here to watch that. Unfortunately, obviously, it didn't happen. But it's funny you mention it, because we were sitting there right with Carlos when that happened in the first inning.
You're hanging around with baseball players too long. You're coming up with some strange superstitions and odd routines or something.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Well, after 40 years, you get a little goofy in this business, yeah. I guess.
Well, you did a nice thing over the weekend, too. You were involved in that presentation, or at least a video thing, related to Victor Martinez, who came to town with the Tigers. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, when we heard that Victor was thinking of retiring, and then he made the official announcement, we felt we had to salute him. You know, there was just no way we couldn't thank Victor for all that he meant to this franchise, and obviously what this franchise meant to him. And when we grab these young men, especially the ones from Venezuela and the Dominican that can begin their baseball careers at 16, 17 years old, you get to know them pretty well. And we've talked about it before. You know, you know these young men as teenagers, then they, you know, get, they grow up and they get married and then they become fathers, and you get to know the kids and the wives. And Victor was such an important part of who we are, and a leader during that period of time. And he had an Indians uniform on, a three-time All-Star, and he was incredibly moved by the pregame ceremony. And it's always wonderful when you can do something special for people that have made an impact on your organization.
We're getting ready for the White Sox, right? We're off today, and then it's ready for the White Sox and the Red Sox. A lot of laundry going on with the
yes, indeed. The White Sox, Red Sox, final six games of the regular season homestand here. Big promo coming up on Saturday night against the Boston Red Sox to conclude again the home portion of the 2018 schedule. It's fan appreciation night on Saturday night. There'll be Sugardale Dollar Dogs, post-game fireworks presented by our friends at T-Mobile, a big party in the pregame district. There's giveaways throughout the ball game with the lucky seat numbers winning lots of fun stuff. So if you haven't made plans to be there Saturday night, do so. Indians.com is the place to be.
Right, and a lot of some of that Central Division paraphernalia or
gear.
Yeah, thank
all
you.
The gear. Yeah, ready it looks cool. Yeah,
ready to go for that, and of course to start getting those postseason tickets too. People were getting excited, so now it's official, as they say. Now that over this weekend, but Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Have a good week.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Go Tribe.